Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Good afternoon. Good afternoon. We thank and praise the Lord for this day. Truly, this is the day that the Lord has made, and this is Apostle Willie Ann Miller, and I thank and praise the Lord for you that have tuned in. I thank and praise the Lord for the sponsor, Apostle Armstrong. We thank and praise the Lord for him and Lady Armstrong. We thank and praise the Lord for what the Lord is doing in their life at this time. I thank and praise the Lord for strengthening him as well as his wife, and God is doing great things in Apostle Armstrong's life. I decree and declare that, and I sense that the storm is passing over. You know, with life, and I found out as a born-again believer, even if you're a born-again believer, that don't mean you exempted or you escape all trouble. I found out once you come into the kingdom, that's when you really begin to deal with a lot of trouble, a lot of things happen in your life. But in the midst of all of that, the Bible declared that we are more than a conqueror. And through the finishing work of Christ, and that's why it's so important that we really need to develop a relationship with the Lord and come into the knowledge instead of the Word of God. When I came into the knowledge of the finishing work of Christ, it's already done. In the beginning, I was a little puzzled about it because if it's already done, the victory, everything I need, God done already made provision for it. I was like, if that's so true, why I'm not experiencing it? And the first thing was I wasn't experiencing it because I hadn't and didn't know nothing about renewing my mind and being consistent, being diligent in renewing my mind. I had to become a student of the Word of God. I had to find out what God required me to do. So there, too, again, when I begin to do as the Holy Spirit was leading me to do, and especially in the book of Ephesians, it was always talking about me in Christ and Christ is in me. And so as I continued to study that and meditate on it, I found out why I had to walk in faith. And the Bible talk about the just shall live by faith. It talk about it in Corinthians. Talk about it in Habakkuk. It talk about it in Hebrews. It talk about it in Corinthians. And I found out that just like money is the currency on this earth, that we use where you know his money, where you use a debit card. Now, you know most of the people. But faith is the currency for heaven, or better yet, for the kingdom of God. Everything we get from God is by faith. And so there, too, again, it really helped me out a lot. We've been in Matthew, the 18th chapter, and we really going to it in its entirety. And even after we got off the air on Thursday, the Lord began to, while I was on the air, the Lord really had this, and it was just such an overwhelming from the Holy Spirit, and he was reminding me, he was saying how the enemy have invaded the body of Christ with the spirit of division. And he said not only just the body of Christ, it's in the White House, it's in the government, it's in on the jobs, it's in families, it's in relationship. And he was saying it was, that's the thief. Well, the Bible tells us in St. John, it tells us in the St. John, it tells us that the thief come but to steal, kill, and to destroy. And we need to realize the enemy is after to steal from us or try to keep us from coming into the realization of the finishing work of Christ, what belonged to us. And he go to extreme measures to do it. And like I said, even after we went off the air, I continued to study about it because it's so important. You know, the enemy know and understand the power of agreement. And as we stated in Matthew, the 18th chapter, a lot of time people overlook the first 17 verses, and they'll jump on that 18 verse, that 19 verse, and that 20 verse. But in the beginning, if you start with that first verse, just a little bit of review, if you start with that first verse, Jesus is dealing with those disciples. He's dealing with, according in Luke, I think in the 22nd chapter, it talk about how those disciples was in strife about who was the greatest. In 18th chapter of Matthew, they still talking about who is the greatest. Now here Jesus was approaching, about to be crucified, and they among themselves, they debating about and getting in strife about who is the greatest in his kingdom. Ain't that something to think about? And you know, the Bible tells us it's nothing new under the sun. We still experiencing that. But my point in talking about how the enemy is invading homes and with strife, and, you know, even in politics, you know, we seeing the Democrats and the Republican at each one. And the enemy done brought not only discord, but he done brought bitterness and resentment. I even hear people sometimes talk, well, I hate this, the Democrat. I hate the Republican. They develop a great dislike because of their opinions, their disagreement, and all of that. And we as born-again believers, I think what I'm going to do today, we're going to really focus on strife. I'm going to read some scriptures from the Living as well as the King James, and I might get in the Amplify, because you need to know how dangerous strife is. A lot of ministry that I listen at, you know, like Tommy Evans, Fred Price, the late Fred Price, Kenny Copeland, and I would listen at them, and they would talk about how with their staff, they were always combat and telling them the danger of strife, you know. And you know, a lot, the Bible says strife separate the best of friends. But anyway, we're going to continue with that, because you got some things they wonder why. Well, I pray. I even get people to touch and agree with me, and I'm not seeing my prayer being answered. I'm not seeing the manifestation of it. Well, there too, again, you cannot go in Matthew, the 18th chapter, and disregard the first 17 verses and jump on where any two touching and agreeing, whatever I bind on earth. Y'all, you can't do that. Being a Christian, I find out it's a lifestyle. And as I say all the time, the Bible is my manual for life. The Bible tell me the do's and the don'ts. When I get in the epistles, they talking about how we as born-again believers supposed to conduct ourselves, the way we supposed to live on this earth. The Bible said we the light of the world. And believe it or not, the world is looking at us, not just only when you in the church or when you in the pulpit. They looking and they observing how we handle pressure, how we handle disappointment, how we handle offenses. They watching us, you know. I found this out as being a parent when my children were small, how my children would observe me. And I thank God for my son. He's a pastor now. But my son was the one that challenged me more than anything when he was a child, or other words, growing up. He would always challenge me when it come down to what was written and what I was doing. I was always said he the one kept me in the narrow path, because he will always challenge me. But now, when I look back on it, I thank God for it, because he let me know, Mom, you can't be just a hearer or just a reader of the word, but you got to be a doer of the word. And I'm telling us, this spirit of division. And so, as I stated, how the enemy for been trying to bring on a race while he got different races. And I went back and the Lord had me to go back and read up on Matthew, the 24th chapter. And even in reading that, I've seen things, you know, through the Hebrew perspective. I'm not a Hebrew scholar, but some of the words I couldn't pronounce, but I could look up and read the meaning of it. But he showed me how the enemy going to have different races of people fighting one another with different backgrounds, different culture. These are the things that the enemy done used to bring discord and division between not only the body of Christ, because he do it through the different ministry, and, you know, but I like something Paul said in 1 Corinthians, the 12th, y'all, we are the body. And when Paul said how God compare the spiritual body compared to the natural body. And the way God created my body, it's not one part or one member of my body can really function without the other part. And once my spiritual eyes came on, about the body of Christ, it makes a difference. When you come body-minded, when you get that knowledge and the understanding of it, what it means to be part of the body. And like I said, we're going to continue with this. Father, I just thank you right now. I give you praise. I thank you for your word, because truly, your word is true. I thank you for bringing enlightenment and understanding today. I thank you for the Holy Spirit that being released and those that have tuned into the broadcast. I thank you, Holy Spirit, you're going to bring enlightenment. You're going to bring understanding that will transform their life. I thank you and I praise you for it in Jesus' name. I have a lot of notes, and we're just going to get with them as the Lord allow me. But like I said, I really want to address strife, you know, because we stopped at that the 13th verse. Really, I'd be reading from the Living, and I like the Living Translation, the Amplified in the King James Version, and I was saying that I wasn't going to rush through it, because there's so many things sometimes we're getting the word. If we ain't careful, we can miss out on stuff. That's why it's so important to study the word, to meditate in the word, as God told Joshua, because I'm telling you, strife is a killer. Strife is a killer. I even looked up in my Webster dictionary, what is strife? Strife is a killer. And it say that strife, this is the way it defined it, a conflict, fight, struggling, discord, contention, and dissension. And there too again, the Bible have so many things to say about it. Okay? But in St. Matthew, the 18th chapter, Father, in the name of Jesus, we just want to praise you, and we thank you for what you're going to reveal to us this day. Come on, let's just go on and praise and thank God what God's going to reveal to us from Matthew, the 18th chapter. He's going to bring more enlightenment. He's going to bring more understanding so we can get the full benefit from Matthew 18, the 18 verse, the 19 verse, and the 20 verse. God want us to get the full blessing from his scripture. And like I said, in the beginning, it started off dealing with strife, believe it or not. And that's why Jesus had to address it. And he even told them, unless they humble themselves as a little child is willing to submit to what is said to them. They're easy to receive things from their parent. A little child know how to trust. And Jesus was telling them, when it come down to his commandment, they have to do the same thing. And then he started talking about offenses in the kingdom. And there too again, envy and strife will open you up, come on now, to offenses. Part of offenses is strife. Come on, somebody. And there too again, and that's why he even began to warn them about causing one of the little ones that believed in him to go astray. And this is something when I was pastoring, the Lord revealed this to me. And he said, woe unto you, and if you cause one of these little ones that truly believing and trusting me, if you cause them to stray, woe unto you. And a lot of time, and I said this to leaders, you know, as the Lord allowed me, you got to really take in consideration what you is saying when you standing behind the pulpit. It is so important. You really got to be cautious and take in consideration what you is releasing over the people. And I found out you can be not dealt, or you dealing with offenses yourself, or you have a problem with another believer, a problem with another minister, but you are not supposed to use that pulpit to release that over your congregation. I want you to hear me. You know, the way God created us, a child don't just do as you say, they do as you do. They very observant, and now like never before. They very observant. Like I said, my son, he was the one that really challenged me more than anything. But like I said, I was talking about this spirit, and this is what I close with. The devil have invaded the body of Christ with division, strife, contention, and separation. That's what strife would do to you. And I mean, you know, it's like I said, it's all in the White House. It's everywhere. It's everywhere. And when Jesus, even in that 10th verse, I mean, in King James, he said, take heed that you despise not one of these little ones. Now, when he said, take heed that you despise not one of these little ones, he didn't say anything about the color of nobody's skin, because that's why you don't see him talk about that. In the Bible, you don't see God addressing black and white to a certain degree. What I mean, he said, when he even tell you about marriage, he said, be unequal, yoked together with unbelief. He don't talk about the color of the skin. He don't talk about racism, because that is a spirit. Racism is a spirit. I want you to hear me. It is a spirit. It is demonic. That spirit will bring discord. It will bring strife. It will bring separation. You don't see that in the Bible. But he do tell us in Matthew 24, he talk about, you know, when you look at the nation from the Hebrew, you know, in the Greek, it tell you, it talk about different race of people, their background, and their culture. And he was saying they were going to rise up against one another. And the enemy is there bringing all of this discord. Jesus brought about reconciliation. He calls us to be reconciled back to God. Now, when you're dealing with the world, and like I said, it's all around us, but it shouldn't be like that in the body of Christ. I want you to hear me. We the light of the world. We supposed to be the example and show the world how we deal with each other differences. We supposed to be example to show them what God requires. And he said, for I say unto you that in heaven their angels do always behold the face of my Father, which is in heaven. 11th verse, for the Son of Man is come to save that which was lost. There too again, you don't see him Pacific say anything about your race. Don't say nothing about that. St. John 3, you know, for God so loved the world, he gave us the world. He ain't talking about the trees. He talking about the peoples in it. And there too again, that spirit of racism, prejudice, come on somebody, it done invaded the body of Christ, and it's bringing about strife, it's bringing about division, separation. That's the enemy. But if you yield to that, not knowing the power of it, what it can do, and I want to show you through the scriptures the power of strife, the power of that spirit of division, what it's doing, okay? It said, for the Son of Man come to save that which was lost. How think ye if a man have 100 sheep, and one of them be gone astray, do he not leave the 99 and go into the mountain and seek that which is gone astray? And if so be that he find it, truly I say unto you, he rejoice more of that sheep than of the 99 which went not astray. Even so, God is concerned about every individual. I want you to hear me. Yeah, we seeing a lot of suicide. We seeing people being murdered. But listen, God is concerned about every individual, regardless the color of your skin. God still loves them. That's one of the assignment of we that are born again believers. We are to go out and seek those that are lost and bring them into the kingdom of God. But the enemy have used strife. He trying to get us to lose focus on our number one assignment. That's what he doing. You know, another word is detraction. You know, he wants us to find fault in one another. If he can keep us focused on one another and not focus on the number one assignment, guess what? He got us. And that's what he's doing. A lot of people say, well, you be talking about the devil. Let me tell you something wrong with you if you don't know your enemy. I have two children, both of them, you know, they done retired, but they spent over 20-some years in the Air Force. And one of the things they learned in basic training, they learned that they had an enemy and they had tools that, you know, they weapons, and they were taught how they supposed to use their weapon to protect themselves and protect their other soldiers. There too again, Paul even said to the church of Corinthians when they were dealing with unforgiveness, he said, God would not have you to be ignorant of Satan's device. Ephesians 6 chapter tell us, and y'all, we as born-again believers, we need to be aware of this spirit of racism, this spirit of division that invaded the body of Christ, and don't yield to that spirit, because you as a spirit, you have a soul, you live in a body. We all can be influenced by the spirit of God and the spirit of Satan. Been down that road. But when I found out what strife, come on, when I found out what strife could do, contention, backbite, and gossip, when I found out what and how it can affect my spirit to grow, as well as my relationship with God, I had to leave that alone. Now, don't get me wrong, I still be tempted. I still have people talking about me. Come on, I have people, false accusation about me. And the moment that somebody across you or says something bad, the first inclination will be you want to say something bad about them. That's the way it works. But that's why it's so important to get this word in you. But look what he said, the 14th verse, even so it is not the will of your Father which is in heaven that one of these little ones shall perish. 15 verse, moreover, if thy brother shall trespass against thee, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. And that's very rare that a lot of people take this in consideration and do. That's very rare. That's very, very rare. If a lot of saints would think about the moment a brother, sister do something that offend you, according to what Jesus, the writing of Jesus, you need to go to him. You need to talk to him. But how many do that? The first inclination, they get on the phone. Come on, somebody. They'll call people up and go to somebody and discuss it with them. And that's how the enemy, that's how that spirit of division, that's one way it begin to manifest itself instead of going to them and them alone. And it have occurred with my life. I remember I went through something with this leader, and I went to this leader. It just me and the leader talk, and the next thing I know, it had not spread it. And people were saying this and spreading that. Y'all, that is not the way it's supposed to be. And that's why he tell you to go to them and them alone. And they don't supposed to get out, leave you and go spread and tell everybody. You know how sometimes you say, well, I'm going to tell you this, but don't tell nobody. Yeah, right. And then the next thing you know, everybody in the church, everybody know what been said. Somebody leaked. Somebody let the information, release the information that they shouldn't know. Amen? But let me give you these scriptures, because I told you I want to show you some scriptures about strife. And we're going to read them. We're going to read these scriptures, because I want you to see this, because this is so important. Proverbs 6 and 19. Now go to Proverbs 6 and 19. Proverbs 6 and 19. Excuse me. Proverbs 6 and 19. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to read it from the Living and the King James Version, because I really want you to see this, because there too again, I want you to see what the Bible say, not what Prophet Miller say. You know, because that's why it's so important when you get born again, you have to renew your mind. That is so important. In Proverbs 6 and 19, the King James Version, read this. It says, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among the brethren. Now, that's what it say in the King James Version. Okay, we're looking at it from the Living Translation. Let's look at that same. Look at that 19th verse, and this what it say. A false witness who pour out lies, a person who sow discord among the brothers. Now, you see what it said? Among the brothers. Among the brothers. And I'm telling you, that spirit of division have invaded the body of Christ. It bringing discord. It bringing division. It bringing bitterness and resentment. And it shouldn't be. It shouldn't be at all. Anytime you yield to, you, me, and anybody yield to strife or division, what we doing, we violating the law of love. Remember, Jesus said in St. John the 17th chapter, he said, by ye loving ye one another, the world would know that you're my disciple. Now, somebody done tuned into the broadcast, please hit mute. If you don't mind, please, sir, please mind. Please hit mute. But anyway, the point I'm making is whenever we yield to that spirit of division, strife, come on, somebody, discord, what we doing, we violating the law of love. And see, the Bible said the love of God be shared abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost, or by the Holy Spirit. We can love. We can let God love through us. Remember what Paul said? What Paul said in Galatians? He said, I've been crucified with Christ. It's no more Paul live, but now I live my life in faith in Christ. And this the way it's supposed to be. But like I said, I want you to see these scriptures because what strife would do. I'm telling you, it's bad news. Okay, let's go to Proverbs 10 and 12. I'm going to read it from the Amplified first. I mean the King James, I'm sorry. Proverbs 10 and 12. I'm telling you, it's here. It's here. And we need, as born-again believers, we need to know how to avoid it, how to resist it. That's why the Bible tells us in James, he says, submit to God. Well, how do I submit to God? It's through what God's word say, by knowing what his word say, by meditating and doing what his word say, I can resist strife. Listen, strife is a temptation. It comes to all of us. Nobody exempted. Even in Matthew 13 and Mark, the fourth chapter, he said, when anyone hears the kingdom of God, come on somebody, and understand it not, immediately come the weak one. Better yet, he said, Satan going to come immediately and try to steal that knowledge, that understanding, that revelation of the law and principle that you don't receive about the kingdom. And all that is, it's a detraction. We're dealing with a lot of detraction. Amen. It's happening. Okay, what I said, we're in Proverbs 10 and 12. Let's look at Proverbs 10 and 12, and what do it say? Proverbs 10, it's the hatred stir up strife, but love covers all sin. You see that? Well, let me read that 11th verse. Proverbs 10 and 11. It says, the mouth of the righteous man is a well of life, but violence covers the mouth of the wicked. Hatred stir up strife, but love covers all sin. Now, the righteous are supposed to cover. We don't compromise. Other words, what it's saying, if you know something about Prophet Miller, you shouldn't be on the phone blasting my name and being little of me. You ought to pray for me. Not saying you agree with what I'm doing. If Prophet Miller, not blase, blase, blase. You know, but getting on the phone and blasting my name and going to other beliefs, that is not good. Because what that'll do, that'll bring about division. Come on, somebody. That is not the way we as Christians conduct ourselves. Okay, we're going to Proverbs. We're going to Proverbs, the 10th chapter from the Living Bible, Proverbs 10. And we're going to start at that 11th verse, Proverbs 10 and 11, and this is what it say. It said, an upright citizen bless the city and make it prosper, but the talk of the wicked tear it apart. Remember what James said about the tongue? It's a little member, but it's both great things, and it's sent on the course of hell. That's what James was talking about. He talking about your tongue, and that's why the Bible said we need to watch what's coming out of our mouth. Now, the Holy Spirit is the only one can tame the tongue. when you and I, as an act of our will, choose to say and do what the word say. Now, someone said, why you got to Matthew 18:8? See, this is what the enemy have you to do. We want to, as I said, overlook the first 17 verses. We want to start binding on earth and loosing, and then we want to get in there. Well, any two touching and agree, and you walk around here with all this offenses in your heart. Come on, somebody. It need to be dealt with. You're going around talking about your brother in the body of Christ behind their back. Y'all, this is not God. This is not God. We have the Bible say in the book, we have the spirit of reconciliation. We're supposed to be reconciling and bringing people back to God. We're supposed to be restoring one another. Hallelujah. We in Proverbs, like I said, I'm in the Living Bible. Proverbs 10, I read the wrong one. Proverbs 10 and 11, I'm sorry. Proverbs 10 and 11, I was in the 11th chapter. Okay, in Proverbs 10 and 11, it says, the words of the godly lead to life. Evil people cover up their harmful intention. Hatred stir up quarreling. But love cover all offenses. Love. Then say you compromise. But what it do, it keep it from being outbursted. That's what it do. And this is so important in the body of Christ. That spirit of division that invaded the body, and we need to shut it down. Shut it down. And my prayer always be, God help me and give me the strength and the courage. If somebody do me wrong, give me the courage that I can go to them and talk. Well, I ain't got that yet, but that's what it'll tell you to do. And this is so important, because what they do, they keep a lot of division down. That, you know, everybody don't need to know. If you got a problem with me, everybody don't need to know you having a problem with me. If we do it and sell it the way Jesus has said, don't nobody supposed to know that it was ever something going on. But some people haven't disciplined themselves to that point. They not allowed the scripture to come alive in them to operate in it. Okay, let me go to another one. Okay, we're going to go to Proverbs 15 and 18. Proverbs 15 and 18. Proverbs 15 and 18. I want to go through these because I got other scriptures. But Proverbs 15 and 18. Now, what I'm going to do, I like the scriptures where Proverbs 15 and 1. Let's look at that. It says, a soft answer turn away wrath, but grievous words stir up strife. The tongue of the wise uses knowledge aright, but the mouth of fools pour out foolishness. Now, what it means, a person being foolish is somebody that rebel and choose not to do it the way God say do it. That's what the Bible considers as a fool. Somebody just rebellious, stubborn, and they, instead of want to take God's word serious and act upon what God's word say, they just want to do it their way, you know. And I'm telling you, we're dealing with that spirit of division, not only in the White House. We're dealing in homes, between husband and wife, family members, children and parents. Come on, somebody. And this is not the spirit of God. It's not the spirit of God. The divorce rate done increased in the body of Christ because of what? The spirit of division, the spirit of strife. Come on, somebody. Because the enemy go to extreme measures. Because he know the power of agreement. And that's why I haven't got to that verse yet. But the power of agreement is so powerful. I think it's the 19th verse. The power of agreement is so powerful. I remember when God revelated this to me some years ago. He said, if a lot of husband and wife would come into the knowledge and the understanding of the power of agreement, they don't have to wait till they get to church. They touch and agree based upon what his word say. They can do it themselves at home, husband and wife. Can. But see, the enemy do not want them to come in agreement. Psalms, I think it's in Psalms, the 24th chapter, it talk about a pure heart. And the enemy don't want us to do that, to operate in that oneness with God. So what he do, every temptation is to try to draw us away or keep us from doing what the word say. That's what it does. All temptation is to try to draw us away from what God say do. When Jesus would tempt the other devil, he was trying to get Jesus to rebel against what God told him to do. That's all temptation is. Okay? Okay? Now, we're going to drop down. I said we in Proverbs 15-18. I'm going to drop down to the 18th verse in the King James Version. It said, a wrathful man stirs up strife, but he that is slow to anger appeases strife. Ain't that something? Okay. Now, I'm going to the Living Bible, the third verse I read, and Proverbs, the third verse in the seventh. It's a gentle answer turn away wrath, but harsh words stir up anger. The wise person make learning a joy. Fools by our only foolishness. Okay? We're going to drop down to that 18th verse in the Living Bible, and just what it say. A hot head start fights. A cool-tempered person try to stop them. Boy, the time go fast. And like I said, I want you to see what the Bible's saying. This ain't what Prophet Miller saying. I want you to see what the Bible says. Proverbs 16:28. Proverbs 16:28. Okay? And Proverbs 16:28. It's a forward man sows strife, and a whisperer separated chief friends. A violent man entices his neighbor and lead him into the way that is not good. Lord have mercy. Father, I thank you for your word. I don't know about y'all, but I thank God for this word because guess what? It's helping me, and it remind me, come on somebody, it remind me what God's word said. Proverbs 16:28 from the Living Bible. It said, a troublemaker plants seeds of strife. Gossiping separate the best of friends. A violent person deceives their companion, leading them down a harmful path. Now he's saying, but do you not know, we as born-again believers, this shouldn't be a part of us. But if we read this help us. The word of God have the power, the ability to help us to resist the devil. That's why the Bible says submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee. I'm going to read that 28th verse again, Proverbs 16:28 verse. I'm going to read it one more time. It says, a troublemaker plants seeds of strife. Gossiping separate the best of friends. But see, when we don't follow God's instruction, if you're offended with somebody, you're supposed to go to them. And you and them discuss it among yourself, not with other people. Now, the Bible tell you if they don't receive you, take a witness with you. But like I said, that's very rare that people do in the body of Christ. They'll get on the phone and they'll discuss the situation. They're, you know, some of them is sad, but they get on YouTube. They talk about, y'all, it shouldn't be. And what that does, and I want to show you, I hope I get that today, I want to show you how strife and division, how it can hinder your spiritual growth. It can affect your relationship with God. That's why you got some people in the body of Christ, they're going to church Sunday after Sunday, but you don't see no spiritual growth in them. And some of them don't even understand why. Okay? Let's go to Proverbs 29:22. Proverbs 29:22. Proverbs 29:22. It said, I'm in the King James Version. It said, an angry man stir up strife, and a fierce man abounding in transgression. A man's pride shall bring him low, but honor shall uphold the humble in spirit. Now, let me tell you something. He not only just talking about males. He talking about females as well. Come on, somebody. He's talking about red hair. He's talking about females as well. You know, somebody said, well, Prophet Miller, that's what happened with males. I'm a female. No, it can happen to you too. Come on, somebody. Come on. Proverbs, what I said, Proverbs 29:22. I'm in the Living. Proverbs 29:22. It's a hot-tempered person start fights and get into all kind of sin. Pride in humiliation. Why in humiliation bring honor? And there too again, like I said, the Bible is a manual for us to live by. And that's why I love the Bible. And I pray that God will continue to open people's spiritual eyes to let you know this Bible is your manual for life. You want to know how to do life? Read the Bible. Regardless of what you experience or what you ever experience or whatever you got to confront in life, the Bible will tell you how to handle it. It will tell you that. That's why it's so important to be a student of the Word. Okay? My last one would be Proverbs 28 and 25. Proverbs 28 and 25. Okay. Proverbs 28 and 25. I'm going to read it since I'm in the Living Bible. I'm going to read it from the Living. It says, greed causes fight, and trust in the Lord lead to prosperity. Ain't that something? Proverbs 28 and 25. Okay. Let's go to the King James Version, Proverbs 28 and 25, and it said, he that is of a proud heart stirs up strife, but he that putteth his trust in the Lord shall be made fat. Ain't that something? Okay, now, I want us, and like I said, I want to show you this, because like I said, a lot of people don't realize what it can do to you spiritually. Let me go. I want to show it to you. It's in when Paul was talking to the Corinthians. And you know, when you study the book of Corinthians, it's in 2 Corinthians. When you study 1 and 2 Corinthians, Paul was dealing with, they was new converts, but they were dealing with all kind of stuff. They were immature. Come on, somebody. They was immature. They were something else, really. They was really something else. I want to show it to you in the Word. I don't want you to do, but Paul was dealing with all kind of stuff with them. Though they was converted, but they was tolerating and allowing all kind of stuff to show up. Come on, somebody. It's in 1 Corinthians. Now look at 1 Corinthians, the 3rd chapter. And I'm telling you, and Paul was telling them because of their carnality. They will operate even though they were born again, but they was operate like the former man. In other words, they former life before they got saved. 1 Corinthians, thank you, Lord, we here. 1 Corinthians, the 3rd chapter. Let's go to 1 Corinthians, the 3rd chapter. I'm still talking about the spirit of division. And I'm telling you, that spirit is in the body. You know, let's don't be like Cain. When the Lord said, am I my brother keeper? Yes, we are. I need you and you need me. That is so, that we need to know. In First Corinthians, slow down, and in 1 Corinthians, the 3rd chapter, I'm going to read it from the King James Version. And like I said, Paul had to really correct the Corinthians. And they were born again, but look what he said. I'm in the King James, 1 Corinthians 3rd chapter. He said, I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritually, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. Listen, and I, brethren, could not speak unto you as spiritually, but as unto carnal. Other words, because of their carnality, because of their immaturity, he couldn't really give them meat. He couldn't really give them something that really, at that time, that they really needed. They should have been a little further, but they were immature. He said, I have fed you with milk and not with meat, for hitherto you were not able to bear it. Neither yet now you are yet able, for ye are yet carnal. Look what he said. For whereas there's among you envy and strife and divisions, are ye not carnal and walking as men? For why one says, I am a Paul, another, I am Apollo, are ye not carnal? Are y'all seeing this here? I want you to see this because a lot of, we don't realize how it's just like fire. In the natural, all of us, most of the people know and realize how dangerous fire is to our body. Well, when it comes down to the spirit realm, that's why Paul prayed in Ephesians, the 1st chapter. He was praying and inspired by the Holy Spirit for our spiritual eyes to come open. And y'all, his things, I'm a spirit. I have a soul. I live in a body. And this certain thing is detrimental to my spirit just like it is to my natural body. And I'm telling you, strife is detrimental. It's danger. I want you to hear me. It's danger. Jealousy. The Bible said jealousy, it'll rot in the bones. Separate the best of friends. And I'm telling you, that spirit of division in the body of Christ, we need to be aware of it, and we need to know how to address it and shut it down. Come on, somebody. Now, God ain't going to make us do it. It's an act of our will. But when we operate in strife and in division, we violate the law of love. Come on, somebody. He said, if you love me, you keep my commandments. And that spirit of division gives you every right under the sun or give you a reason to be offended with somebody. And, y'all, we got a lot of people in the body of Christ. They walk around and they harbor offenses, unforgiveness, blessed in their hearts. And like I said, it going to happen. God let me know that when I first, he said, you're going to have to always confront and deal with strife. He said, but I'm going to tell you how you got to overcome. Well, Prophet Millie, y'all, I'm tempted to. Been down that road. It don't make you feel good when you know you living to the best of your ability and the enemy, somebody come in and confront you about something you didn't do and all of that and something. It's terrible. But guess what? Because of the finishing work of Christ, we can overcome it. Come on now. Okay, I'm going to read it from in 1 Corinthians, the 3rd chapter. Now, this was Paul. Like I said, Paul was addressing these believers. Remember I told you how it can hinder your spiritual growth? Look what he said. Dear brothers and sisters, when I was with you, I couldn't talk to you as I would do to mature Christian. I had to talk as though you belonged to the world. Look at him. And you got some sakes. And please hear me. I'm not trying to belittle you, but I'm giving you what the words say. You got some saints. And that's why the world look at them sometimes and say, they don't act like they say. They ain't talking like they say. But I'm telling you, if you don't know how to deal with offenses, come on, somebody, false accusations, if you do not know how to address it the way the Bible says, it would do a number on you, disappointment. Disappointment can open you up for bitterness and resentment. Come on now. He said, dear brother, sister, when I was with you, I couldn't talk to you as I would to mature Christian. I had to talk as though you belonged to this world or as though you was an infant in the Christian life. I had to feed you with milk and not with solid food because you couldn't handle anything stronger. And that's why we got some of the saints, they cannot handle a certain thing because of the immaturity level. But guess what? They doing it to themselves. I'm telling you, Jesus done did everything possible for you and I to mature and develop into strong Christians. And y'all, I'm telling you, things, more evil is coming up on this earth, but listen, something else happening too. And this is something else God showed me in my time of studying this here. Do y'all not know we right now, the glory of God is here. Now, a lot of people say, I'm talking about the presence of God, the power of God is being manifested like never before. That's why in a certain part of the earth, you're hearing about revival is going on. Now, some people say, no. You can block and hinder the glory. Yes, we can. Just like we can hinder God. Yes, you can. Don't let the enemy make you think you can't. That's why it's so important to read this to find out. If I'm doing something that, you know, it's hindering myself from going forward in God, if I'm doing something to hinder God. You see, after our will. And God is not going to override or violate our will. I be telling the Lord, Lord, help me. I need help. Now, some people, well, probably, no, I need help. And I thank God that when you cry and ask the Lord for help, the Lord will help you. But don't act like you got it together with God, I need help in forgiving this person. God, I need your help to go on. We got a lot of people just want to throw in the towel. Then it grieves me when I hear people say, those saved folk, they ain't right. Don't put everybody in the same boat. You got some mature saints. You got some immature saints. This is what Paul was addressing. He said, I had to talk as though you belonged to this world or as though you was infant in the Christian life. I had to feed you with milk and not solid food because you couldn't handle anything stronger. And you still aren't ready, for you are still controlled by your own sinful desires. He didn't say your sinful nature, because that sin nature been broke, but your sinful desire, that's somebody have an unrenewed mind. Somebody is not taking the word of God serious. Come on now. This is what he's addressing. He said, you still are ready, for you are still controlled by your own sinful desire. You are jealous of one another. You quarreling with each other. Doesn't that prove you are controlled by your own desire? You are acting like people who don't belong to the Lord. When one of you say, I am a follower of Paul, I am another say, I'm a follower of, prefer to Apollo. Are you acting like those who are not Christians? Are we having that in the body of Christ? And it shouldn't be. When you come into the revelation, the knowledge that we all in the body. The problem is everybody ain't say, I'm very much aware of that. But if you have developed that relationship with the Father and you have the Holy Spirit about him, the Holy Spirit will let you know who is saved and who's not. He'll let you know who's faking it. But even if they faking it, it don't give you the right to go and use the pulpit or use Facebook and get on the phone and be, look, we need to pray for brother so-and-so. A mature saint. A mature saint. If you're a mature saint, you are more aware. You are somebody that doesn't submit to what the word say. And the word of God. All your conversation, your opinion, going to be based upon what the words say. No, I'm not perfect, but I have the perfect one in me, and I have the Holy Spirit in me. I don't want y'all to think, yes, I've been tempted. Yes, I done missed it before. Gonna miss it again, but that shouldn't be. That ain't what I'm striving to do. I'm not pursuing that. And I'm telling you, I'm talking about this spirit of division that invades the body of Christ. That's why you got some of them, they bitter. Because of when it comes down to the Democrat and the Republican, like I stated in the beginning, you got some of this saying, oh, I hate so-and-so. That's not supposed to be a part of your vocabulary. Come on, somebody. That's going to affect your prayer being affected. Come on now. It shouldn't be among us. How can you say you love God and you never seen God and you and John put it this way and hate your brother? He tell us, and I think it's in Timothy said, we're supposed to pray for him. He said, pray for all those in authority. And I found out when you pray for your enemy, you quench or you keep bitterness, hatred and resentment from dwelling in your heart. I don't agree with a lot of things they doing in the White House. I don't. But I can't allow myself as a born again believer to let bitterness and resentment get in my heart because of that. I just be praying. This is my prayer. Father, I pray if they don't yield, whether they Democrat or Republican, I said, Father, I pray that the spirit of conviction would arrest them. I pray for their eyes to come open. But, Father, if they choose not to submit to your laws and principles, I pray they be uprooted and replaced with a believer. That's my prayer. But when I hear believers, I hate those so-and-so. I mean, they done let it got that bad. I hate so-and-so. Now, if a sinner said that, I don't have a problem with a sinner saying that. That don't bother me. But when born again believer, it shouldn't be like that based upon what I'm reading now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm at that third verse in the Living Bible. He said, for you are still controlled by your own sinful desires. You are jealous of one another and quarreling with each other. Doesn't that prove you are controlled by your own desire? You are acting like people who don't belong to the Lord. When one of you saying, I'm a follower of Paul, another say, I prefer Apollo, aren't you acting like those who are not Christian? Who is Apollo and who is Paul that we should be the cause of such quarreling? Why are we only serving through us? God calls you to believe. Each of us did the work of the Lord gave us. My job was to plant the seed in your heart. Apollo wanted, but it was God, not we, who made it grow. The one who do the planting or water unimportant, but God is important because he is the one who make the seed grow. The one who plant and the one who water work as a team with the same purpose. Yet, they will be rewarded individually according to their own hard work. Do you see what he's saying? And I'm telling you, like I said, it will stunt and hinder your spiritual growth, and the enemy know that. Come on, somebody. Okay, if you go to Galatians, again, if you even go Galatians 5:19-21, and that's why I said we, as born-again believers, it's a certain lifestyle we supposed to live. And like that spirit of strife was robbing them. That's what it was doing. It was robbing them of their spiritual growth. And I'm telling you, as I read in the beginning, strife is so dangerous. I'm telling you, we as born-again believers, and I'm telling you, this has really ministered to me. Now, I don't know about you, but this teaching has really ministered to me. Go to 2 Timothy. This is going to be my last. 2 Timothy 2:23. Read quick. Let's go to 2 Timothy. And, y'all, this is so important. You know, some people say, well, prophet, I don't think that's important. Oh, yes, it is. You need to be aware, and you need to be able to recognize scribes whenever it show up. That's the whole thing. You need to know when scribes show up, how do I respond? How do I overcome scribes? Come on, somebody. 2 Timothy 2:23. Let's see what 23 say. 2 Timothy, the second chapter. And it tell it, it says, well, let's start at that 21 verse. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified, and meet for the master use and prepare unto every good work. Flee also useful lust, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace, and them that call on the Lord out of pure. He telling who you need to follow. Some of you, I hate to say it, you need to be careful who you following. You need to be mindful. Also, you need to be mindful of the conversation that you have. I'm going to have to stop here, and I'm going to pick up here Thursday, if the Lord willing, because, y'all, this is so important. We got to be aware of this spirit of division that have invaded the body of Christ. I ain't talking about just in what, it's all over the world, from the White House to your house, if you have a family. Watch that. You need to be aware of it. You need to know how to overcome it. You need to stop it. The divorce rate will decrease if we stop it. Children, yeah, I'm telling you, it's sad. And we wonder why we ain't seeing some people say, I ain't seeing the power and the glory of God like other places. That's why. You ain't going to see it either. Oh, no, 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 no. I don't want to hear that. Well, you ain't got to hear it. Turn it off. But it's the truth, you know. And I'm telling you, when the Lord, like I said, when I sensed this in my spirit so strong on Thursday, it made me begin to seek out and talk to God and study this. And y'all got to shut the door to the spirit of division. You got ministers debating about how this one interpretate the scripture. Pray for them. Don't get in no debate. Go and talk to them. Y'all come together and talk about it. And if you know, just pray and go, but don't, well, you know, so-and-so and do. Y'all, we Jesus said, a house divided won't stand. We bringing about division. If you want to repent and ask the Lord to forgive and pray for the other one, you can't make nobody change. You can't make nobody do right. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for your word today. I thank you, and I give you praise. I thank you, Father, for those that tune into the broadcast. Even after we go off the air, I commit those hearers, those that hear your words to you, and I'm trusting and asking you, Father, to bring more enlightenment and understanding pertaining to the spirit of division. In Jesus' name, amen. Again, this was Apostle Willie Ann Miller. I pray and trust you enjoy the rest of your day.